This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
The Alex Jones Show. The Internet will never be the same.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Zach, this is Crystal Palace. Think NORAD has declared DEFCON 3. Scramble all alert aircraft.
I repeat, scramble all alert aircraft.
The Whopper spends all its time thinking about World War III.
Target selection complete. Time on target sequence complete.
22 Typhoon-class submarines departing Petropavlovsk, turning southbound at Nordkap, bearing 095 degrees.
Radar reports two unknown strikes are penetrating the Alaskan air defense zone.
From the front lines of the information war.
Flush the bombers, get the subs in launch mode. We are at DEFCON 1.
Are you prepared to destroy the enemy?
You bet.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic.
We'll keep control, but we'll keep it here at the top where it belongs.
3, 2, 1. Impact.
Shall we play a game?
How about global thermonuclear?
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All units confirm weapons targeted and ready, awaiting launch codes.
We are in a launch mode.
Do you really believe that the enemy would attack without provocation?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We're in.
Russians are still denying everything, sir. We have a Soviet submarine launch detection.
I wish I didn't know about any of this. I wish I was like everybody else.
Friends and gentlemen, the only winning move is not to let.
If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind.
You may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. And that's going to worry you a lot more.
Law dog, you don't step aside, we'll tear you apart.
You die first, get it? Your friends might get me in a rush, but not before I make your head into a canoe. You understand me?
He's bluffing. Let's rush him.
No.
You're not as stupid as you look.
Yeah, I don't understand the concepts of the conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know that right now, guns are totally a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that.
There's a big difference between fantasy land and reality. Fantasyland is what we do. Doing a movie, doing a television show. That's fantasyland. And that's where that stuff belongs. In reality, when we're dealing with things like terrorism and whatnot, we're all gonna have different opinions on how to deal with it. Mine happens to be that I think there's a very strong reason Founding Fathers had for the Second Amendment, and that is that no government ever hasn't had to fight its own people, and its own people hasn't had to fight its own government.
So what are you gonna do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some...
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get home.
Do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you serious? What good will that?
Oh my God.
Oh, shit. we had our Civil War. If that Second Amendment hadn't been there, those people would not have had the opportunity to do what they considered was defending their life, their way, their style of living. So I agree with that. I think that's an important part of our existence, and it's basically that simple.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Maria Z is about to be joined by the great Doc Chambers, former Green Beret commander, helping lead one of the big convoys to the Texas border. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll skip both network breaks and she gets her time back. I've had a lot of listeners, and when I say a lot, at grocery stores, at church, at on the street, at a gas station, ask me, I really like Elon Musk, but I'm really concerned about Neuralink and brain chips, and so are we. The Pentagon and a lot of other organizations like MIT, the Communist Chinese, are way advanced in this. And I've studied Elon Musk. Anything he sees as a big trend and a big technological development, whether it's a private space program or whether it's electric cars or whether it's censorship of the Internet, he sees the market and he gets ahead of it. That's why he's the richest man in the world. So people want me to make a judgment on Elon Musk. What I'm going to do is lay out the facts here very succinctly, and you can research it for yourself and come to your own conclusion. So let me start here. I don't want implantable brain chips to be a prerequisite to go to school. I don't want them to be the new cell phone. I don't want it with kiosk at the mall where you go, instead of getting an earring, you get a supposed brain chip. And early on, 5 years ago or so, when Elon launched Neuralink, he pushed it and sold it like that, and I was a big detractor from it. But I said at the time, and I'll say it again, I love science. I love technology. It's a double-edged sword. It's a two-sided coin. And my uncle, my dad's brother, great guy, was in a motorcycle accident many years ago and was racked with pain and so many problems and so many issues because he was having huge convulsions almost every day that were killing him. He went and got a vagus nerve stimulator 15 years ago, almost ended it, made him a lot better. Then they had a more advanced chip actually in the brain, experimental. He went and he got it. He is doing great. He is living his life. He is doing wonderful. So, Elon Musk has now pared back Neuralink and is saying for people that are paralyzed from the neck down or from the stomach down or people that are blind, they're able to go in and put a chip in the brain and put wires in. It's not even that invasive, and they're able to see again. They're able to walk again. There was a lot of FDA pushback against this, even though the government's been quietly setting all this up with their own systems, and Microsoft and IBM are doing it secretly. They admit they have the projects. So I am not against, if I'm in a car wreck and break my back, having chips put in my body to make me better, or if I have a heart attack, getting a pacemaker. That's a chip in your heart. But where I'm concerned is where this all goes, and that's for all of us, not just Elon Musk. You go back to the Wright brothers over 100 years ago, 120 years ago or so. Kitty Hawk, flight, it actually happens. The dream of Icarus. And then just a few decades later, we're dropping atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki out of bombers. And a few years later, we're launching Saturn rockets to the moon. So flight is a great empowering thing, but it's like calculators. Everybody can do math until Texas Instruments came up with a calculator. Now almost no one can do it. My issue is, what is the Trojan horse aspect to this? Flight's an amazing thing, but then you get intercontinental ballistic missiles. And that's a public discussion we've got to have and a debate we've got to have. Elon Musk trying to standardize like Henry Ford and roll out for the general public people with all sorts of neurological disorders, people that are, have epilepsy, people that are paralyzed. I'm 50 years old in just a couple of weeks, and I'm sure as I get older in life, I want to have access to things. Let's say I develop, knock on wood, hope it doesn't happen, Parkinson's. They've got chips already that basically end it. So if Elon Musk can test it out with volunteers, bring it forward, and it's adopted for people that are handicapped, people that are special needs, people that need it, then it's an amazing thing. If they could grow an artificial leg for a person that had their leg blown off in war, and it worked, great, grow it. Just don't do it off fetal parts. Don't do it off dead people. Don't do it immorally from, quote, immortal cell lines. So here's some of the headlines. Breaking, Elon Musk reveals first human has received Neuralink implant and is recovering well. Reportedly a person paralyzed from the neck down that can now with their brain control a computer screen. And in the future control a robotic suit they'll be able to get into. Hey, I'm all for getting rid of horses and having tractors. It's the same thing. The question is, will this empower us or will this enslave us? I'm not scared of technology. And I'm not scared of innovation. But I am really concerned about them trying to force us into this metaverse of total control. Elon Musk put on X today. The first human received an implant from at Neuralink yesterday and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. And again, they've already tested all this out. They can plug a chip into your optic nerve, and you don't just see the limited light band you see everything. They've already had soldiers get this. It's already been leaked. It's already come out. Elon Musk is just trying to market it and bring it to the larger human market. Neuralink's first in-human clinical trials is open for recruitment, they're saying now. They are launching an expansion of this system. We're excited to announce the recruitment is open for our first in-human clinical trial. If you have a quadriplegic due to cervical spinal cord injury or other issues, you may be qualified to learn about our trial by visiting their blog. I am all for people that are paralyzed or blind to be able to see. The question is, if it was Microsoft who's really involved in this as well, what are they going to backdoor? What are they going to Trojan horse? There needs to be major scrutiny and major focus on this. And I've seen the globalists go after Elon Musk and Neuralink because he's popularizing it, while Microsoft and IBM and all the other big institutions like MIT are super far ahead on all of this. This is where we are. We're made in the image of God. What we envision, what we imagine, we're able to do. So this is a lot bigger than Elon Musk, but this is my report on Elon Musk, and my message to Elon Musk is that we don't want this to become something that they try to push. It's just the new cell phone the general public gets. This needs to be for people that have serious disabilities, and I hope that Elon Musk will move in that direction. If he moves for the mass implementation of this and for school children, I will absolutely come after him with everything I've got, and that's where I stand, and that's what I believe, and that's what I think is fair and balanced in this discussion. But we should all become super informed on brain chips and Neuralinks and similar systems so we're not just ignorantly accepting whatever the system passes down to us like Promethean fire. That's my report on this important subject. Now Maria Z takes over on what's happening at the Texas border and more. Maria Z.
Thank you so much, Alex. It's great to be here with you all. We've got Doc Pete Chambers joining us in just one moment. And later on in the broadcast, right before we finish, I have some huge news about the World Health Organization, which is relevant. It's relevant to what's happening at the Texas border because of the UN replacement migration agenda, what the WHO is trying to do with worldwide medical tyranny. It is all linked, and it is about stripping a nation's sovereignty from it, turning you into a one-world citizen under the one-world government model. They want to destroy patriotism. They want to trample all over the U.S. Constitution, and that is exactly why this convoy is happening. Dr. Pete Chambers, thank you so much for joining us today.
How are you, Maria Z? How's things across the pond?
Doing well, thank you. Doing well. Well, we have a lot to talk about today. I know you have a lot of updates for everyone in terms of, you know, the mainstream media's come after you. We want to clarify a couple of things here. We also want to address the people that have concerns about the event and the number of people that are joining that are well-meaning Americans that are simply wanting to protect their constitution. So let's start. Well, you take it away. You start where you want.
Well, I'm just going to go with the truth. How's that? So I'm not too worried about rumors and slander. It doesn't really affect me that much. I'm used to getting shot at, and all that tells me is what direction the enemy's coming in from. That's just the way 20 years of war will do to you. But what I really want to impart is...
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renters and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com.
Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
The convoy in this, because I know these people, we stand behind our government. We stand behind the U.S. government in many regards, in most regards, but we do not stand up with dereliction of duty. We do not stand up with what is called treason. Now, we don't have time to sort that out right now because this is a 50-meter target. It's really close to us. We don't have time for that. What we have time for is truths and then bringing this light. Look, we've already done, or they've already done, what they wanted to do, which was to bring light to this. Now the discussion is, how do we keep it safe? And that's my job.
And by the way, Doc, stay right there. I'm interrupting because I'm sitting there watching you guys, and I see them trying to get all this off balance, and you're a great person. Some people in the military, your great career as a lieutenant colonel and doctor and all the things you did in secret operations and Maria Z and everybody. But it's important you address this so we need to move on from it. Just because we're on air telling listeners, look out for false flags, look out for leftist provocateurs, that doesn't mean the convoy organizers or the convoy's bad. It's great. Our reporters are down there now. I'm going down there. Everybody's going to be down there. This is God's work. And as you said on my show before the other states announced last week, we're trying to spotlight this to bring aid in. And you read Colonel Travis's letter, and that happened. 25 other states and everything that's happening. You know, we're not hunting illegals. We're not hurting anybody. We're there to draw attention and spotlight the criminal activity that's happening. But people saw January 6th in the setup, so it's natural to say, hey, let's look out. But that's not saying we're saying the convoys or you or anybody's bad. The left is so upset about what you're doing. They're so upset about this convoy. They're so upset about the attention that's being brought in here because they don't want populists and Christians and conservatives to get mobilized and to force multiply as you talk about. So I'm not going to interrupt. I'm going to keep listening. And Maria Z's great getting you on. I want to get you back on the next few days. I know you're very, very busy. Our crew's going to be down there. I'll be down there soon. I hope to shift out of defense mode, which needs to be done. We need to explain that, into operational mode and what people should be doing when they're down there, what the mission is to intensify the spotlighting. But I'm going to show up, shut up. Now, I was just saying, you're the best. Maria Z's the best. And what you guys are doing is so incredibly admirable. And you're over the target. And it's beautiful.
Thank
right.
you so
okay,
much,
so
Alex.
Thank you, sir.
Sorry. You go, Doc.
Yeah. So that's a good segue into this because it's to understand my job. And my job is to be a liaison. I speak between the law enforcement. I don't speak for. I speak between the law enforcement and not for, but between the convoy organizers. So I've been organizing that liaison. And so that means that we keep it safe, and that means we keep those bad actors out. And I'm going to give you some insider information here. I have 12 names right now on my board upstairs, my whiteboard, where I'm following this, 12 names who will be exposed because they are agitators that are trying to get into the convoy. That doesn't mean you stop the convoy, or that doesn't mean you go into defense mode and you stay in defense mode and you live in a spirit of fear. You will be paralyzed. What you have to do is understand that we have to expose these things so they know their names and they are out there for open source to, once we verify, we're measuring twice to cut once. Once we verify, they will be exposed.
And by the way, Doc, I said I was going to shut up, but this is so huge. You got to come on my show tomorrow. Maria, I apologize. But I'm here watching this. I was about to ask you, then I shut up. You're, by liaisoning with law enforcement, you're going to vet and make sure and spotlight this so they can't send in provocateurs and do what they did on January 6th. So you don't want to hear this, but you're the hero coming up with this to make sure we run this right and they're unable to set us up. This is breaking news, though. So I'm going to shut up. I'm going to turn the mic off and walk away. and eat my lunch. But get spend your time on this. You've identified provocateurs. We know they're there. That doesn't say the patriots or the militias or the veterans. They're great. But obviously the enemy's going to try to set us up, and we've got you as a great intel officer. They're exposing it. Elaborate on that.
Okay. So exactly. So what? How that worked was we the people. I literally am getting phone calls from kind of medium-sized, medium-level kind of podcasters that are down on the border paying attention, people that live in these towns who are saying, hey, do you know who this person is? He just showed up down here in this town of 48 people, and he's got, you know, tags on here, and it's a rental car. Well, then, let's just figure it out. So then, between myself and law enforcement, we figure it out. I mean, it's that simple. And it's not anything top secret. This is open source, and if they choose to put themselves there. But once we go, and this is the first name. I'm not going to say the name until we verify. But the first name came to me. I looked at it and said, I don't know who this person is. I called up the law enforcement and said, our Texas law enforcement, who is this guy? Do you know? And they said, this guy's a provocateur. This guy is an agitator. This guy is going to create a problem for you. So I have to advise the convoy that there's possibly a reason to be alerted to it. Does it mean you stop it? That's up to the convoy leaders that make that decision. I don't. But what I do is I say, this is how to keep from getting in trouble, because we got to keep it safe. I've seen a lot of chatter out there, or hearing about a lot of chatter, saying that the insiders of the convoy themselves are trying to get you into a January 6th situation. No, because I've met these people. I've met at least three of them. I think there's five total. There may be more. That are honest, good souls who wanted to go down to Kemato, Texas, because I recommended don't go into Eagle Pass. They're not. They're going to Kemato, which is 20 miles away, to help a lady who, when you hear her story, will become the centerpiece of this whole thing, because she represents that is everything that is dear to the American character, because she's a Christian lady who loves people both on the Mexican side and the U.S. side. You can't write this in a book. And then also she helps run a battered women's shelter and a orphanage in the Mexican side, about 2 miles from her into Mexico. She provides food. She provides spiritual advice and helps with these kids. Her own camp there at Cornerstone was shut down during COVID. She didn't have enough money to stay open. And I could go on and on. This is a book. This is a book about an American, about a Texan who is protecting herself and doing everything right according to the Constitution, and she just needed some help. That's how it started.
Yeah, I think that a lot of the time, you know, the essence of why something is being done gets lost because everyone comes in with you know, their opinion, thinking that they have intel. You know, we live in a very paranoid world, Doc, and part of the reason is because, you know, and here's the problem, right? When referencing Jan 6, for example, that was clearly a government setup. And so people are afraid that every single organic citizens movement in future is a government setup. And that in itself is a major problem, because the government did that to the people. The government did that to deter anyone from ever gathering together in an organic movement. Are we going to be afraid of them forever?
This ain't D.C., sister. This is Texas, by God. That's why I will trust my sheriffs. I will trust my law enforcement. I will trust my constables. You know, we have a rally on the 1st. And in this rally in Dripping Springs, Texas, these are the best people of the best. And you can't throw a dead cat out here without hitting a retired Green Beret or SEAL. And every single one of them is coming out here to offer up their help to make sure that this stays safe, and the constables will be here, and the DPS, I pray that they're out here. The county knows about it. And all these citizens that live out here are coming out here to volunteer to help these people, to usher them along safely. Because if those knuckleheads down in Austin show up here, if they do, we're just going to send them away, because they're going to go to jail, whatever. We're not going to play the same games that gets played in D.C.
This is what the enemy fears. This is what the enemy fears. Stay there. This is so historic. This is what the enemy fears. Patriot veterans, citizens with law enforcement, making sure it's all clean and good and strong. This is the answer to January 6th. This is victory in a bottle, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You know,
know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What's happening? We're retired military, special operations, law enforcement, police, working with the local counties and cities and the state government and 25 other state governments to spotlight the open human trafficking and criminal activity. Obviously, people are concerned. January 6th, we saw the setup, but you heard Doc Chambers, former Green Beret commander, medical doctor, lieutenant colonel, explaining that they've got the intel, they're spotlighting, they with law enforcement, they know who the feds are, and they're going to be exposed. Just fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. We are not being fooled here. Everybody should go to the border. Our team is now there. I'm going. I'm going to get to the rally in Dripping Springs coming up on the 1st on Friday. This is so exciting, and I'm going to let Maria Z take back over here, but I want Doc Chambers, Lieutenant Colonel, to, again, elaborate. He's got interrupted by me. His intel, his information, how great it is that he's got the locals, the human intelligence on the ground that knows what to look for, them and law enforcement, to find out exactly what's happening, how they're staying in towns outside the area, how they're trying to come in, and we're going to catch them with their pants down, and they're scared right now. This is history happening right now. Maria Z and Doc Chambers.
Thank you, Alex. Please go on, Doc.
Where were we? Okay, so we were talking about America. So that's
well,
what it
look,
is.
I think it's just important to really, I know you've already said it, but it's very important to highlight what Alex just said, because they are terrified of people actually working together. You know, they have worked so hard to create this divide between local law enforcement and the people. There's resentment. The people think they don't work together. All law enforcement is out to get us, but that is absolutely not the case. The people right now in the United States, and I've always said that if the United States, if they manage to defeat the United States, the rest of the West will fall. But they're not going to defeat the United States, because the people of America are getting together. They are.
Oh, I know the leftist NGOs. I know the leftist NGOs. They're targeting Doc Chambers right now. I know he loves it. He's not talking about it. Soros is crapping bricks right now, folks. They are in full panic mode. They're attacking us. Pardon the French, but it's true. That's why I'm so excited right now.
But please go on, Doc Pete Chambers, because it's so important for people to understand this relationship that's forming between the people and local law enforcement, who are united over this one cause, which is to protect their country.
Right. You know, Maria, that's very grassroots how this happened. And if we just continue the same pattern of having a liaison who understands both worlds all the way across this country, and then we, the people, end up becoming a neighborhood watch program, a state watch program, that would be my recommendation, because that has the little victories that's going to pull us out of this Stockholm syndrome, right? I'm still keeping cooler heads to prevail, because I don't want them to be targeted. I'm doing everything I can. And listen, if they are not targeted, understand this, and this is very important. If they don't, if overtly, now, I know they're being targeted. If they are overtly, it's not evident, then guys like me, about 2 weeks from now, are going to sit around a campfire, have a cigar and some scotch, and go, we did a good job. And nobody's ever going to know. Right?
That's right. The mission is to stop them before they pull something.
Correct. And so if we stop them, then we deny territory. That's a plan. That's a thing that happens. But this requires, look, I'm walking around like Andy Taylor right now. I got no guns. I got nothing. You know what I got? I got brains. I got a heart, and I care about Americans. And so for me, that's all that matters. I got a mean dog that works around with me. So, don't sneak up behind me if you want to pull a Congressman Katko, that guy from New York that tried to come down to the border, and he was one of the 11 that voted against Trump. Anyway, that's another story. So I think that right now my job is going to be to continue to liaise, to bring some knowledge, because we fear that which we do not know. They have to know what's going on. I have to tell them, hey guys, this is what's happening, and then what are you going to do with your convoy? And they can tell me, and I can put them wherever they want. I can lead them to that to keep it safe. I don't want them to fall into a trap. That is my whole goal in this. But they've got to know what's going on. Then they have to pray about it, and they have to make a decision, because the ultimate end state is the kingdom of God. I know. The Army of God thing, right? Guess what? Google it. It might help you. All right. So It's not a club. It's way bigger than that.
It's really so it's
well. Look
hilarious.
At the left. Look at the left. There are a bunch of open Satanists saying their God is Satan. It's all over the news. That you either choose God or the devil, folks. We got to have God to win this.
Absolutely,
right,
and Doc's referencing a host of articles that have been written that he's always in the army of God. It's hilarious these people openly promote Satanism.
Do you want the URL for that? Because it's called the Holy Bible. All right, so that's where you can find that. So honestly, I'm going to make sure that from this part of Texas to wherever they go, however they do it. Because guess what? They might be fooled. We might pull a feign. We might move them an end around. We might move them to Rio Grande Valley because I'm going to keep them safe. I'm not going to allow you to set up your geofencing and your birds in the sky so you're going to know where we're at. We might send everybody out to 20 different locations. I don't know. But we're not going to do one thing. There's a couple things. We're not going to hinder law enforcement. We are not going to. And I'm speaking for me. I'm not speaking for the convoy. I got to be careful here. The convoy has their plans. But I would imagine that if I gave them the scenario, they would understand, and they were not going to hinder anything that the state or the local law enforcement is doing. They're not going to allow anything to get in the way. They still exercise their First Amendment rights. That's the whole point of this, a peaceful assembly.
And, Doc, don't the local police need they love this. They love the support.
You know, that's case by case. You know, there are some, I hate to say this, there are some people that have sold their souls. You know, I don't know that many sheriffs in Texas. I think I know about 18 of them personally. And I know those people, and there's probably one or two I probably wouldn't want to go have drinks with, to be honest with you. That's unfortunate. But that's why we the people vote those kind of people out. And we'll bring their names up after this is over.
And to confirm as well, I know that you've been working with senators even in Texas. So you have a lot of support from government. That's the thing that's so different about this situation where all of these, you know, law enforcement, government, the people, everyone is united. That's what I'm trying to say. And Alex is right on the money that they are terrified of this. Please let people know you've been working with senators as well.
Right. Yeah. State senators. At least one that actually has visited us and is probably going to come here and listen to this. We might even have a representation from the governor himself. He may not be able to make it, but if we can support his 24 January, which we read on that set that Alex is sitting there, 24 January, we read that letter that he wrote, which was based upon the Constitution. It wasn't case law he was talking about. He's not quoting or he's not referencing case law. He's reflecting articles in the Constitution, which is exactly what enumerates the ability for citizens to have power in their own hands because they can walk in that and know with pride and with comfort and no fear that they can exercise the American character. And in Texas, you add that to that mix, and it's devastating to the deep state.
Well, let me just really, I want to highlight as well the desired outcome of this convoy. And what the people are actually seeking, because we want to make that very, very clear. The convoy will come and go, but we the people, and I'm saying we, I'm including myself in this because I want to see this invasion stop, you know, right. Just as much as anyone else, you know, I'm horrified at what I'm witnessing over there. And you know how much I love Texas. What is the desired outcome that the people are seeking, and what are they going to keep doing to make sure that that desired outcome is achieved even after the convoy?
So the updated information on that is specifically on TakeOurBorderBack.com. Because as we see things, IEDs in the road, as we see these attempts that we're trying to thwart, we have to make sure they understand that whatever you put out there, that this is what people are going to look at. And look, when you parallel reconstruct something after January 6th and you put people's phones on a place and they said, well, they were on the mall that day. Well, let's go ahead and just put a little fear to their hearts and drive a bearcat through their.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policy that has allowed that to happen. Chaos ensues when you allow 12,000 people to show up in Eagle Pass on the 18th of December when they came across in about 6 to 10 hours. That's where that happens. And then those things happen, and then people die. And there's a system that we have that is broken, and we've got to get away from this controlled flow versus controlled flood mindset and giving blanketed asylum to everyone that comes across the country. There's a system. My dad came with that system, right? So that is what we're talking about. And he did it legally, and he got his citizenship, and it was the most proud American I ever met. And he said to me, son, someday you're going to serve this country. And in September of 1983, I put on a uniform, and I finally took it off last year, and I've got my Let's Go Brandon signature on the wall over there on the thank you for your 39 years of service. And I want President Trump, if he would, please listen to this. Can you sign that thing? Because I need it over his name. All right? That's personal. Start.
Well, that's wonderful. I think, again, it's very important to highlight, even for all of the mainstream media that's misconstrued this. You know, I sent you that article from the Australian media And it really just is embarrassing. These media outlets, you know, just the other day, Axios reported that there's a bloodbath in the mainstream media and all of these outlets are letting go of all of their staff. And it's because they don't do their due diligence. It's because they just simply regurgitate whatever the establishment wants them to regurgitate. And I've seen the attacks on you and I've seen the attacks on this convoy and trying to set it up like these are, you know, militants going in there when they're really just mums, dads and patriots. And, you know, this is the standard tactic of the establishment against anyone who dares rise up. And it's pathetic and we all see through it. And so they can just stop trying now, because everyone around the world is just not putting up with it anymore. They're not listening. But it's, you know, like I was saying, this Axios article saying all these mainstream media outlets are letting go of all of these journalists. Well, what do you expect when you publish things like this, like the article that they brought up before, that the team brought up before in the Australian media? This is one of the top news sites. I haven't done an ounce of research, don't understand the history of Texas. You best shut up and let the real people report on this.
Right. Yeah, there's a certain sense of pride that comes with that. But there's also, to me, who served with a U.S. flag on my shoulder, and now we'll just say a Texas flag. Look, there's a pride in the people of this country. And the broken systems in D.C. don't matter to me anymore. They're out of my mind. I don't think about that because I used to think that I could trust somebody up there, and I just can't. There's probably two people that I know in D.C. that I trust, and they know me, and I know them, and they know I respect them. That's about it. So for me, it is about these people. And listen, when they get down there, however they do it, you know, I know that the area is tight. And then if 700,000 trucks showed up, like Vice News or one of those news articles came out and said that was a psyop. Nobody even, the organizers didn't even know how many trucks, but they posted that everywhere. To instill fear, right? Because that gets everybody's attention. That's the flashbang that bops in the room first, right? And it gets your attention. It throws you on your heels, and you're like, what just happened? Now the law enforcement calls me and says, okay, do you know what's going on? Because I told them to call me. And I said, absolutely. I'm your liaison. And they're like, what are you doing, Doc? We saw this thing. You're taking the Green Berets to the border. I'm not in command of anybody. I'm in command of my Remnant A-Team, which is a humanitarian project. That's a totally separate deal, right? That's a totally separate deal. But they've taken that and they added it to the words of the Alamo letter, right, to the Travis letter, and now they can turn that and switch that. So we're going to turn that narrative. We're going to push it the right way. We're going to expose what needs to be exposed because I know my Lord and Savior, and the truth shall set you free. That's all I know. I'm a pretty simple guy. I'm not a high-speed, you know, brain surgeon. I'm a plumber on the battlefield, an emergency room guy who stops bleeding in combat. But I'm smart enough to know, and I have enough discerning spirit to know what is right and what is wrong. And I care for you if you're on the dark side. I do. But I hope that you get it on straight because you don't have a lot of time left. Not for me, but just time in general. And you have time to pivot. That's all I'm asking. I'm not going to preach. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I appreciate it. I think this is so vital. And you know, really reinforcing for the people what this is. Like I said, there are, there are a lot of opinions. Many, many people are paranoid about everything these days. It's only natural when you've been under assault from your government and the globalist government nonstop for 3 years, and I mean nonstop, whether it's drag queen story time, whether it's attacking civil liberties, whether it's shooting rubber bullets at protesters in Victoria, and you know that same police force right now that did that in Victoria, that's iconic footage. Everyone's seen it. They're now attending drag queen story time and you know drag queen events and all of this stuff, embroidering rainbow stuff on their uniforms. That's what they spend their time doing, you know, on social media at least. And so, they're attacking you. They're demoralizing you. They're doing everything they can to strip the strength from the human spirit. And it's not working. It's not working. Yes, people are distrusting. And I understand that. I understand how people have gotten into that state of mind where they question everything. Good. That's where we should be, to question everything. But at the same time, we need to have courage.
Right. I don't expect everyone to agree with me on this thing that's happening. I didn't plan this thing, but I'm going to tell you that I'm going to take care of this thing because these are Americans doing what they should do, which is to demonstrate the First Amendment right to petition, to say, no, this is wrong. It's not constitutional. Then after that, the second and third order of effects of that. If we back down now, if they back down now, completely back down and turn their trucks around in the middle of wherever they're at right now, Alabama or something, that's not dear to the American character. Okay. But the other side of this is that I will, because I'm acting as a liaison, I'm not getting paid for it. So there's not that, but that I will listen to the law enforcement and I will share with them what is important to them. Because they're conducting operations too. There are real world operations going on all the time at all levels of law enforcement in the state of Texas that are stopping those child traffickers all the way to the narco terrorists, etc. So we will not hinder any of that. They will not hinder any of that. I will step in the gap and say, hey guys, instead of doing this, do that. Instead of doing this, you might want to do that because they were going to circle the Austin Capitol. I got, you know, an understanding of and I know what downtown Austin looks like, and you don't want to bring in 20 trucks in there, much less whatever comes here. So that's a negotiation. Right. Yeah. That's a negotiation to make sure that stays safe and it doesn't hinder the locals, because what is the real center of gravity of anything? Look, for Green Beret, that's people, because it's hearts and minds and it's truly people. I mean, we develop the relationships and live with them. For the other guys downrange doing stuff, they do things that they focus on different tactical and strategic points. For us as people, that's the most important thing. We learn about them. We try to embed with them so that we can really learn and then help them to free themselves from oppression. The motto of the Green Berets, De Oppresso Liber. Okay? So now, if we're doing that, the center of gravity is people. We focus on this lady in our minds that we've got to help her out. She represents the Texans. So that's the end point. That's where they were going to go. That's where they were going to set up. And now people are saying, don't do that. It's a trap. Well, that then is the symptom of the disease of cowardice. That's also a symptom of a disease of insider attack. That's also the symptom of a disease of a moral injury at higher levels, because those leaders are saying, no, we don't want them to do this. We want them to do that because they're control freaks. That's okay. Those are all symptoms. But the answer to that is the little victories that we talk about in all the things we do. It's a mama bear at a school function saying, no, my kids aren't going to read those books. It's the two people that showed up today going to Dripping Springs who said, hey, we've got our camper. We came here from Nevada and we want to be ready for this thing. We can't drive all the way to the East Coast. And then, but they're just a mom and dad who are retired military guy that just said, how can we help? I mean, that's what that looks like. That's a little victory, right? Because the little victories collectively are going to stop this death of 1,000 cuts.
It's humanity. It's humanity uniting. It's humanity putting every difference aside and uniting over one common thing, which everyone agrees on. And they're terrified of that. And they've always been terrified of that. And that is why the division tactics are coming thick and fast. And it's always the case. Whenever people are uniting, there's always an effort to disperse them. And I'm so glad, Dr. Pete Chambers, that you're at the forefront of, you know, keeping all of this glued together, helping to keep people safe. I couldn't think of a better person to be the liaison point between law enforcement and the people right now. Give people the website and where they can follow you quickly.
Yeah, well, right now it's takeourborderback.com. That's where I really want people to focus. For me, there's not much going on my website right now. It's drpetechambers.com, drpetechambers.com. That's all my previous lines of effort from whistleblowing up all the way down to
takeourborderback.com, where the clock's running out. God bless you, Dr. Pete Chambers. God bless Texas.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.